And tonight's shiur, we're going to be discussing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim Lepas. We're just talking about the halachas regarding washing one's hand with regard to eating bread. Not necessarily the halachas of other areas in Shulchan Aruch where one needs to wash their hands. Example, Negevasser is a common one when one wakes up in the morning. Or other areas of halacha when one does specific activities, going to the bathroom, going to a cemetery, maybe other activities that require washing. Tonight we're going to be focused on strictly washing one's hands for bread. The question is, why exactly does one have to wash their hands before eating bread? And what we'll see at the end of tonight's shiur, as far-fetched maybe as the reason seems, we're going to see that if we think like that or act upon that, we're going to be in very big trouble from Chazal. If you look at the Gemara in Chulin, Kuvav HaMarav, the Gemara in Chulin tells us where exactly does this entire concept come from, that one's obligated to wash their hands prior to eating bread. So the Gemara says the following, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Asoin, Netilas Yadayim L'Chulin, washing one's hands for Chulin is Mipnei Srach Truma. What does that mean, Mipnei Srach Truma? So we have to have a little bit of a background before we see this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erev and a Gemara in Shabbos that tells us, Shloima HaMelech Meir HaTakana, that before a person touches kachim or eats kachim, he should wash his hand. That was Shloima HaMelech's takana. Then years later, many years later, Shammai and Beis Hillel made another takana, that before eating truma, you have to wash your hands. At this point, this has nothing to do with us Yisraelim. Kehanim, they eat kachim, they eat truma. We Yisraelim are not allowed to eat these things. We're prohibited from eating them. If we eat them, we get a punishment. So why on earth do we have to wash our hands? Says the Gemara, something called Srach Truma. What's Srach Truma? That Chazal realized, if only the Kehanim have to wash their hands, and they're a small minority of Klal Yisrael, it's going to be very hard for them to be on top of their game. If they go out to a chasana and no one's washing their hands before bread, but they have to go wash their hands before bread, it's going to be hard on them. So Chazal made a rule that all of us non-Kehanim that will never touch or eat truma, will never eat kachim, we all have to wash our hands for chulin to make the Kehanim's lives easier. That's why we wash our hands. Amazing such a concept. Why do we wash our hands for chulin? Again, chulin meikra din never requires anyone to wash their hands. Not a kohen, not a Yisrael. So why does all of Klal Yisrael have to wash their hands? To make the Kehanim's lives easier, when they'll need to eat kachim or truma, they'll have to wash their hands. So to get them ruggle, to get them used to washing their hands before eating bread, we, all of us, who will never eat truma or kachim, have to wash our hands also. And again, if we were sitting down and making this rule, we'd say, come on, really? This seems very far-fetched, so to say. Yet we'll see how careful Chazal were with this, and how many rules they made and exactly how to do this properly. But that's the reason the Gemara gives us the Chulin. Because a Srach Truma. Srach Truma means that in order for everyone to get used to what you're going to do when Truma is going to be applicable, we have to do that for Chulin. So it's really, it's almost a four-step process. We were geyser first on Kachim, then we knocked it down to Truma, then we said Kehanim when they eat Chulin, then we said all Jews when we eat Chulin have to wash their hands, similar to what Kehanim will have to do, not when they eat Chulin, but when they eat kachim or truma. That's one of the reasons brought down in the Gemara to why we wash our hands every single time we want to sit down and have a form of a bread meal. There's another Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Gemara in Brachas, number two. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Rav, Amr of Masisetan of Iskadishtem, Pasuk says Iskadishtem, Elu Mayim Rishonim. This refers to the washing of what we call Mayim Rishonim, which is the washing of one's hands prior to eating the bread. So here the Gemara seems to be giving us a svara. The svara is, it's extra kedusha. The cleaner you are, cleanliness is close to godliness, so the more clean our hands are, somehow that's more kedusha. So it seems like from this Gemara in Brachas, almost a different shot. Completely different logic. Nothing to do with kachim and nothing to do with kehanims. The more we wash our hands, we keep our hands clean, that involves more kedusha. It's based on the pasuk, that you should become kaddish. And how does one keep themselves kaddish, says the Gemara? By keeping oneself's hands clean, he gives himself added kedusha. So these seem to be two completely different reasons. And as we'll go through the shiur, we'll see there can be some nafkaminas, between which is what we'd call the real reason. The halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down both of these reasons, and they're both brought down in the paiskim. But there seem to be very different, distinct reasons. One reason has something to do with srach, truma, we want to try to relive or try to make believe what would happen when the Kehanim will eat kachim and truma. The second reason is added at kedusha.
Nobody's still living though, left of them.
Ah, so yeah, we didn't yet see, so why does it have to do with bread? And what happens if you want to sit down and eat Danish? Why don't you have to wash your hands? So we're going to see that the Paiskim are going to have to figure out, depending on which reason you go like, why the halacha is only for pas, as we'll see in a few minutes. Now, there are some very interesting gemaras that discuss the chashivas of Netilas Yadayim. And I mentioned a couple of them because I think they're interesting because they're brought down la halacha. That means the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell us that we're supposed to pick up from this and we're supposed to act upon it. For example, if you look at number three is a Keren Ayra. There's a Keren Ayra to his Pirush Masech HaSaita, quotes a very interesting Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita writes the following: Kala oicha b'loy netilas yadayim, anyone who eats bread without washing his hands, ki'ilu ba'al isha zayna. The aver for that is being ba'al zayna. Very, very strange connection. Not washing your hands for netilas yadayim is like you're ba'al and isha zayna. Again, well, exactly, where exactly is the connection between these two statements? So the Keren Ayra explains like this: Yichavin, the understanding is ki inyan netilas yadayim koyd machilah hu letahar yadof. The idea behind, and this is really shot in the Gemara of Kedusha, the reason why we wash our hands prior to eating a bread meal, says the Keren Ayra, is to make our hands pure. Asherhei maklal kol apulasoi. That's what we do most of our actions is with our hands. You know, we're busy with our hands. We used to work in the field, it was with your hands. Today we use our fingers to type. So we use our hands also. Right? We use our hands, that's how we get things done. So therefore says the Keren Ayra, Lisa Oisa Hashemaima, we want to raise them up to Hashem Lahiris to show Ki la yoichol hanos atzmai. When we sit down before we eat a meal, we try to be mekadesh the meal. How do we do that? Is before going and using our hands to eat, we make it spiritual. To show to ourselves, and maybe to Hashem, that we're not eating for our own physical benefit, but instead we're eating zulas, berutz and bayir lasis with saying bayir ba'achil asoy. We want to fulfill Hashem's will by eating. B'machshava yapshuta lechazik koychei lavaydasa. We're eating so we should have the energy to serve Hashem better. B'Hashem machshavas yoyse pinimiyos. A person can have even more pure kavanas uschus. V'yitakim b'zeh chet koydim. And this is supposed to be misakin on the chet of Adam Arishon. What was Adam Arishon's chet? He was too absorbed with gashmis. He wanted to eat, and do exactly what he wanted. So when we wash our hands, it's like a step back. We try to inject in the eating process a level of kedusha. This is not just about fulfilling my needs and my desires, but this is about kedusha. That's how the Keren Ayra understands the idea of why one is required to wash their hands prior to eating food. Now there's another interesting Gemara in Saita, number four. The Gemara says like this: Kol Amar Rabbi Loza Kol Hamizalzel Betinos Yadayim. Anyone who is mizalzel, exactly what that means to be mizalzel. Mizalzel can mean you get up and say this whole thing is ridiculous. This takana. Chazal made me a Yisrael wash my hands for chulin because my neighbor the Kain will eat kachem. That could be mizalzel. I'm saying that the whole takana is ridiculous. What's my punishment? Says the Gemara: Nekar min ha'olam. He gets uprooted from the world. Very severe punishment for making fun of Chazal. Listen, this is pretty hard to sell. If you tried selling this, it would be a difficult sell. We all have to wash our hands because one day Kohanim will eat Kachim or Truma, and then they'll need to become Rogla and wash their hands, so they'll figure it out then. Why do I have to wash my hands today? Says the Gemara, if you mezalzel, you get Misa. What does it mean to be mezalzel? Says Rashi, number 4b, She'ochal tomid b'lein netil sedayim. A person constantly eats without washing his hand, he just doesn't wash his hands. He doesn't subscribe to the Rabbanans. He doesn't like the Rabbanans, he only does the Raises. So he doesn't like the Rabbanans, he doesn't wash his hands. So what's his punishment? So you say, well, what's so bad? He's going against the Rabbanan. Says Rashi, he gets Misa for it. Because he's Mizalzel in the Tilas Yadayim. Why is he Mechoyv Misa, says Rashi? He went against the words of Chacham, Chayv Misa. He's Mechoyv Misa for going against the words of Chazal. So Tosfos over here has a kash. He says, 1 second. It's every Rabbanan. What's special about the Tilas Yadayim? If you tell him, according to you, Rashi, the reason why he gets Misa is because he's going against Chazal. So every Rabbanan, if the guy doesn't put up a Neres Chanukah, he should also get Misa. The person doesn't keep second day Yom Tov, he should also get Misa. Why is it only the Tilas Yadayim? That's one of Taisvis's kashas. So no, Nekem and Oilim sounds like Hashem's going to just knock him out. You know, make it happen, right? That's it, he's gone. And here today, gone tomorrow, right? But for Taisvis, 1 second, so what does that do with the Tilas Yadayim? Any Aveira Rabbanan. And there's another kasha. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, number 4c. The Gemara says like this: Gimel dvar mevinas adam l'dei anius. There are three things that cause a person to be poor. Ve'elohein. These are they. Hamashtin mayim b'fnei mitasei. Or if a person goes to the bathroom in front of his bed naked. U'mizalzel b'netilas yadayim. The last one's important. U'she'ishtoi mikalosa b'fonav. And if his wife curses him in front of him. If she does it behind his back, it doesn't count. But if she curses him in front of him, that's going to cause him to have anius. So I want to warn your wives, be careful what she says around you, because it's going to hurt her ultimately if you end up with anias. So the Gemara says there are three things that give anias. For Ektaisvis, you see it's anias. You get poor, you don't get death. So the answer everyone thinks is, honey, chashiv kemes. If you hold honey, chashiv kemes, the two Gemaras are not austere. Taisvis suggests, no, that's not the pshat. Taisvis suggests that you know what this means, nekem and oilam? It doesn't just mean he dies from a heart attack. He dies a painful death. He dies being poor. That's how he ends up getting rid of this world. He has to, it's a slow going process because he has no money. Not because he just dies one day from a heart attack, a sudden heart attack. He's nekemet olam through his anias. And that's a very bad punishment. That's a very painful way of going through the anias. So you see clearly that Chazal were very, very careful about the punishment that one can get if he's mezalzel in the tilas
hadayim. What does mezalzel mean?
So Rashi learns mezalzel means he eats constantly without washing his hands.
We're talking about bread,
dafka bread. He just doesn't wash his hands. Now the question is, why doesn't he wash his hands? So if you look over here, number six, the Be'er Sheva wants to try to be miyasha these two gemaras. He wants to say there's two types of mezalzel. There's one mezalzel where the guy is just lazy. He's not interested in getting up and walking to the sink. Well, in the times of Chazal, it was much a bigger avodah. You had to go to a well, draw water, bring it to your house, and then you had to make sure it was enough water. And if the water dropped on the way into the house, and now you were short of revir, so you say, ah, forget it, I'm not in the mood. That's one level of mezalzel. Says the Be'er Sheva, that level of mezalzel, yeah, that guy gets anias. So if a guy's mezalzel like that, he gets anias. But what's another type of mezalzel? The guy gets up and says, this is the Rabbanan, it's ridiculous. I have to go wash my hands because of some kain who's going to eat truma when the Mashiach comes? That's ridiculous. On that, says the Be'er Sheva, if you're mezalzel like that, yeah, then you get misa. Two types of mezalzel. A person cannot take the Chazal seriously either because it's just too hard for him, or because he thinks Chazal were wrong in why they made a takana. Right, so he doesn't answer the other kashas about the gemaras. So with the gemaras, he says, so if you're mezalzel in a level of just, I don't understand Chazal, I think they missed the boat, so for that he gets misa. But if he's mezalzel because he's lazy, and he just says, ah, no, it's a derabbanan, you know, the famous line people always say, it should be the worst thing I do. Right? That's a classic answer. It should be the worst thing I do. Right? So he says, no, it's better this than I'm a chalal Shabbos. So you're right. He doesn't get misa, but he gets anias for that. That's what the Be'er Sheva wants to be miyash of this theater. So it depends. If he's just a lazy person, so good. He won't die, but he'll be poor. But if he's taka, his whole attitude is that this whole thing is ridiculous, for that he'll get misa. Now,
I hate to suggest something practical.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Right.
If we assume that
the plague, the Jews weren't affected.
That's right.
Jews don't sit down at a meal.
Right, so that might be included in included in the Kedusha. That's part of the Kedusha. That we're extra careful. Right? Even though it's the same thing.
Taking things literally is in general.
So I'm going to show you that. That's why I think these gemaras are so fascinating. Because look at number seven. Is the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Zog Mechaber. Tzorech li zor ben atilas yadayim. It's the Mechaber talking. Now, we view the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo as a guide of what to do and not to do. Not just to give us gemaras and not just to scare, but practically, how to conduct your life. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzarech Lizal Metzidah Sedayim, Shukal HaMezal Metzidah Sedayim, Chayiv Nidah. So the first thing you get is Chayrim, Mishnah and Hayris. Mishnah and Hayris tells us about certain Tanoim that were Mezalzel and they put into Chayrim. So you tell me Chayrim, that doesn't scare me. I like not having to deal with people. Okay, what's the next one? Obole Danias. So the Mechaber then quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. He gets Anias. Then he also adds Venechem and Oilam. I think the Gemara says all of it. So if the Shulchan Aruch bothers to bring it down in his Sefer, he's trying to tell us something. These Gemaras are not supposed to just be tactics to scare us, to make us want to do it. It's Halacha L'maisa. It's Halacha L'maisa if a person's Mezalzel in any version of it, whether it means he's lazy or it means he doesn't care enough to learn the Halachas or he doesn't keep the Halachas. So the Mechaber is telling us what his punishment is. Potentially be ultimately it can be anias, it could be nidui, and it could be nekem and oilam. So the point over here is we're not to scare people, we're trying to scare people, that we have to take this mitzvah to Rabbanan seriously. Now, you could answer Taisus' kasha about why this mitzvah more than others is because I think this mitzvah leads itself or lends itself to be mezalzel in it. Right, when Chazal walked in and said light near his chanukah, everyone's like, oh great, terrific, it makes a lot of sense, I understand, it's in the season, let's do it. But when Chazal walked in and said, I have to wash my hands, because my friend the Kohen one day will eat kachim, so today I have to wash my hands. That I think all of us are saying, really? That's ridiculous. So it's much easier to be mezalzel in this derabbanan than it's to be mezalzel in a lot of other derabbanans. A lot of derabbanans we understand why Chazal did what they did. This one is just like, come on. Now, this is like, really? We have to do this? So that's why over here it says that mezalzel is a bigger punishment, because over here it's harder to be mezgaber and not to be mezalzel because the derabbanan seems to be very far-fetched. You have it from the pasuk.
You have it from the pasuk, so it's a little more serious.
That's right, right?
Right.
That's true. Also, we know that the tendency of people is that generally the rabbanans we just treat more lightly. That's a rabbanan, we don't have to keep it. Rabbeinu Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, is the reason why a person is judged more chomer for a rabbanan because his attitude is, it's not from God, I don't have to keep it. Okay, Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's a bad ideology. That's not true. The fact that it wasn't written by Hashem in the Torah doesn't mean you don't have to keep it. So we know we're makbid on the rabbanans. But why such an emphasis on this rabbanan, that the Mechaber goes out of his way to write down the punishment for being mezalzel, is because this rabbanan can easily be mezalzeled because of the reasoning behind it. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a number 8. Kishiyavar lechol pas, when a person wants to eat bread, shemavarchal ova maitzi, it has to be that bread that you make a maitzi on it, yitil yadav, he must wash his hands. I feel any yudei lehem shum tuma, he doesn't know there's anything on his hands were clean. He hasn't done anything with his hands. He washed his hands in the morning and he stood like this for 5 hours and his hands didn't touch anything. Nonetheless, the halacha is he has to wash his hands. Avol lepas she'ein mevarchal ova maitzi, but if he eats bread that is not a hamaitzi, going for example, lachmonis, or dakois, oi, pasa baba kistin. He eats very thin bread, or he eats what we call pasa baba kistin, which is cookies and cakes, which even though it's made from the exact same stuff as bread, for whatever reason, it doesn't get a hamaitzi. Then the halach is the ein kivei sudo, so he doesn't have what's called a kivei sudo, ein tzarech netilas adam, he doesn't have to wash his hands. So the question is, what's the difference? If a guy sits down and has a meal of everything under the sun except for bread, why shouldn't he have to wash his hands prior to it? What's the reasoning behind it?
So, question on dakois. I've heard that some people hold that wraps, you don't have to wash wraps.
Yeah, that's a big sugya. We touched upon this, I've given shur on this a few years ago, about wraps. Wraps are a big shayla, and it's really the same shayla with matzah. Right? The Svaradish HaPoiskim, the Mechaber held, you don't make a hamoitzi on matzah. He held it's too thin. It's too thin and too crackery. Right? Bread, by definition, is thick, and it's not cracker. It's it has mamashas to it. It's soft. So that for that reason, the Mechaber Paskas and Svaradish HaPsakas, they don't make a hamoitzi on matzah, only on Pesach. The rest of the year, if they eat it, they don't make a hamoitzi. The reason is because they hold one of the rules to make something pas is it has to look like pas and feel like pas. Why is a cracker any different than the matzah? So that's a good it's a good kasha. So wraps are a shayla also to exactly are they considered pas. Maybe we'll have to discuss it again. We'll have to chazer the sugi again about wraps. It might depend on what you put on the wrap. You don't put on the wrap. It depends how you're eating it. It's not poshut at all. There are places in the Hodi Taka don't wash on the wrap, 100%. But so let's say if you hold, you don't make a mitzi on it, so you taka don't have to wash your hands. But for bread, that without a doubt, we're not talking about the mezainis bread. We've spoken about that also in past years. Mezainis bread is a misnomer. Mezainis bread, it's not true. There's no such thing. Unless you really do it really well, then it doesn't taste like bread, and then no one wants to buy it. But I shouldn't say that because they still give ashkacha to it. Plenty of chassidish ashkachas give ashkacha to mezainis bread, so I should be careful what I say. But in any case, these types of bread are questionable. But real bread that you definitely have to make a maitzi on, so then the halacha is you need to wash your hands. So what happens if I eat, let's say I hold, you don't make a maitzi on a wrap. So I'm eating the exact same meal as the guy next to me. Why does he have to wash and I don't have to wash? What's the difference? So if you look at number 9, the Mishnah Berurah says, it depends which reason you go like. Why am I washing my hands? Because I'm trying to relive Truma. Because if this exact same meal would be from Truma, I'd have to wash my hands. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, the fish ain't roiv ha Truma el v'mini ha pas. The majority of Truma was found in pas-like things. Therefore, the chsiv reishes the gancha, the ain't derech l'achom in a dog, and el achash asimeno pas. So therefore, like gazu gamke in the tila el boifin zeh. So therefore, there was no reason to make a gzeira unless it's going to be something that could come from Truma. What?
That's not true.
Well, again, most of...
We're protecting that situation. We're eating chulin.
Right. But the point is, what are we worried about? We want the kohen to have in his mind, what's he going to do when he sits down to eat truma? Now, this is the most similar to what that's going to be. But if I make him wash when he eats a Danish, the Danish is not going to be from truma. So I don't have to worry about him getting into that mindset of how to wash his hands. We're talking about Klai Yisrael, the idea of all of us. But what about if you hold like the other reason? You hold that has to do with Kedusha. So if it has to do with Kedusha, then anything that's considered a meal. So the Sharet Zion speaks this out. Number 10, he says, Ulatam hasheni hanal mishum nekiya tzarech leimar, t'loi tiknu ela bepas mishum duhu derech kviya sudav ne'adam. When Chazal sat down and made this takana, they said, okay, who are we going to make this takana for? Every single time you want to eat something, you have to wash your hands? That's not practical. So they decided, when you sit down and you what these magical words, again, when you learn Hilchos Brachos, these are like the magical words, kviya sudah, whatever exactly those words mean, but whenever you kviya sudah, then you have to. But if you're not kaveya suda, then they never required you to wash your hands. Now, if a person decides to be kaveya suda on Pasa Baba Kistin, a person sits down and he decides, I'm eating 3 cakes for breakfast, or 2 cakes, whatever the shear is, he has to wash his hands. The vart over here is when you take pas and you're kaveya suda on it, and then you switch it over from a mezainis to a hamaitzi, the vart is not just you're switching the brachas. The point is you're switching the mahus of the meal from a snack to a meal. So if it's a meal, you have to wash. So if a person sits down and plans on eating enough pasa baba kisnin that would be considered kviya suda, so he has to wash, he makes a hamaitzi, and he benches. Okay, that's halacha maaseh, what a person needs to do. What always bothered me about this mitzvah is the nusach habracha. What's the bracha? Asher kidushon mitzvah yisivonu al netila sidayim. What does the word netila mean? Netila means to take. Where are you taking your hands? What's the netila? Bishlam by lulav, you know, someone netila by lulav. I see you're taking lulav. What's the lashon netila in the bracha? So it's actually an interesting machlokes with Shainim, where we got the word netila from in the bracha. If you look over here, number 11, there's a rush in Masechta Shabbos. The rush says, "Al shem shetiknu b'netila sadayim lachila levarach netila sadayim lefisha tzarech litol men hakli." Because the halacha is you need to use a kli, which we'll believe will discuss a lot next week. The famous shaila about using a plastic cup for washing your hands. Blinette will talk about that next week, and we'll talk about the what I call the ignorance of doubling up the cup. All you're doing is wasting a cup. That's all you do. You get no credit, and you might even make it work. Yeah. For Kiddush, we'll talk about Kiddush also, Mr. Hashem. But all those people who double up the cups, it's like a statement to the world that I don't know what I'm doing. But in any case, we'll talk about it more next week. So what's the Lashon Netila, says the Rosh? V'hakli shma netala. The Aramaic word for a kli is a netala. So that's why it became the word netila.
But then netala should be also Aramaic.
Yeah, that's true. But the bigger problem is that the grammar is wrong, as we'll see in a second. It shouldn't be a yud there. It should be netala without a yud. So the Madana Yomtif, the yes, this kasha on the rush. He has a bigger kasha on this, but that's the rush's pshat. That the whole reason for the Nusach HaBracha is nothing to do with the word netila in Hebrew, but it's an Aramaic word referring to a kli, a vessel, to teach us that this netila needs to be done from a kli. That's the rush's pshat in Masechta Shabbos. Comes on the Divi Chamudas and says, this can't be. He says, in number 12, he says, it's impossible. He says, Eina Maspik. Given the Rav Ashi Basroihu, it's complete. Rav Ashi was later, and he was the one who was saying you need to have a kli, sheshmai kuza. In Rav Ashi's lingo, it wouldn't have been called an atila, it would have been called a kuza. So if Rav Ashi was the one who was misakit to need a kli, we should use his lingo. His lingo should have been not a netala, but it should have been a kuza. So he says, elo shalosh netila yesh begamke emoshon lekicha. The word netila comes to take. What does that mean? Lekichas hamayim. It's really the taking on the water. So it's a shtick of funny nusach. A netilas, be like a break. On the taking of the water, you die for my hands. That's the way you have to read it. It's a very, very interesting Nusach HaBracha. And then he says, Ukemoy Shemavarchem al Atilas Lulav. He says, and my raya is, because if it means Atilas Adayim, why is there a yud? If it's referring to a kli, it should be netala without the yud. So the fact that it's a netila, it must mean from the Lashon Lekicha, from taking. That's how the Divi Chamudas disagrees. There's another pshat in Rishayim. Yaakov Yosef brings it down b'shem Ibhai Goyin. Shua Masha Tzorech Lagbir Yodav Lamal. Because there's a Lashon Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to lift your hands up when you wash your hands. So the Lashon Netila is a Lashon Hagba, to raise your hands. So that's why the word Netila means, that's why the word Netila is in the Bracha, because it's Hagba, to lift your hands up. In any case, we find this very interesting Nusach HaBracha that we don't find necessarily by other mitzvahs derabban.
It's interesting about the lifting the hands.
Right. The reason why we lift our hands is because we don't want the water to go back and be metamit. The fact if we wash twice, we don't even need to. So why got its way into the bracha is mamish hard to understand. Bishlom, according to the Rosh, so the kli is a chelik of the mitzvah, so we understand how it worked its way. It's a very interesting nusach HaBracha. Now there's another interesting halacha. The Chabad writes in Simen Kuf Nun Tes. There's two major simonim in Shulchan Aruch that talk about Netilas Adayim for pas. Kuf Nun Ches and Kuf Nun Tes. In Kuf Nun Tes, the Chabad writes the following halacha based on a Rashba. Ulechatchila yichaven hanoitel netila hamachsheres laachila. Lechatchila, when a person goes to wash his hands, so when a person washes his hands, there's two things he can be thinking. I want to be clean. I want to have clean hands, cleanliness, germs. Today we're all nervous about germs and this and that. I'm washing my hands for germs. Writes the Rashba, if a person washes his hands for bread, he has to know, he has to think consciously that I'm washing my hands because I want to be machshem my yadayim for the sake of eating chul. He has to think it. It's not good enough that he says, you know what, I want to wash my hands because I want to be clean from germs, or I'm about to do a medical procedure, so I wash my hands thoroughly. And then, oh, all of a sudden, now someone brought in a bagel, now I want to eat. That's not good enough. You have to wash your hands al das that you're going to be machshem them la'achil. Yeah, I think it came from the Rishonim. It's funny because here the Rishonim all up in arms. They all ask, how do you make the bracha vitzivanu? It's only a derabanan. And that's not a new kasha. We've had this kasha all over the place. The Gemara on Shabbos asks it by Neiris Chanukah. But to my best knowledge, this nusach is not found in the Gemara. It's found in the Rishonim. So I guess.
The Gemara is usually lashon netila. Everywhere that talks about it, it's talking about netila sedayim.
Right. It's true. Right. Now we have mishnayis and yadayim and other places where we talk about netila, but that's really for kachem. Not really so much for chulin. So again, being that this whole thing was made up for chulin, it's hard to know exactly what the right nusach should be. Now, why does the Rashba hold you have to wash your hands with kavana? The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says it's a pelah. It's a mafurish gemara chagiga. The gemara chagiga says chulin, you don't need to have kavana. So why would the Rashba hold you need to have kavana? So the answer is because the Rashba goes back to srach truma. The Rashba says if we're trying to reenact what's going to happen when there's going to be truma, the kohen's got to have kavana. So here also, that's how far this srach truma goes. That we today have to wash our hands with the idea of kavana, because when truma comes, the kohen's going to have kavana. So if I wash my hands now, even though I'm never touching truma, I have to have kavona why I'm washing my hands.
When they wash
for chulin,
they
had to have kavona.
And they had a bracha.
They probably had some form of a nusach, right?
Had something.
They nusach. Must have something. I would assume that what exactly what it was, but they probably had something.
Why
so halacha ma'isa.
Why isn't it just inaccurate for kohanim?
Ah,
if it's only done
for that's why I think people can be mezalzel on this one. It's a hard thing. Why do I have to become rogel and wash it because my friend the kohen? It's very hard to understand. This is an extension of the srach truma to go and make it easier for the kohanim that they should become rogel. You know, if at a chasna they're the only ones who have to get up and wash, it would be harder for them. So this way, everyone. Yeah, but again, it's still. But even with Mashiach, because I'm still not going to do it. I will never need to wash my hands. It's an amazing thing. It's a real arvus type of svar over here. I will never need to wash my hands for food, but I'm doing it just for the kohanim. So Shulchan asks on the Rashba, why does Rashba think you have to wash your hands? The Teretz says it goes back to the Srach Truma, which means Halacha
L'maisa. Once the Mikdash has been spilled?
When? For me? For who? For Yisrael to do it?
Why? Because you don't need to do it.
The Kohen will be gone.
The whole Zera is gone.
Why?
Because the Kohen are going to be doing
it.
Right, but we want the Kohen to become Ruggle in it, so if we continuously do it, then they'll be Ruggle on their own, you mean? Yeah. I hear, I don't know, maybe. Maybe still, we still got to drill it in for the next generation Kohen. I don't know. I'm not sure when exactly they'll pick up on this idea they have to wash their hands. So, Halacha Maaseh, a guy comes out, let's say someone comes out of the bathroom, and he comes out of the bathroom, and he washes his hands, Kedasu Kedin, with a Kli, with a Revius, each hand twice, and he washes, he makes a beautiful Ashiyotza, and he walks into his living room, also there's bagels and rolls and everything. Does he have to go back and wash his hands again?
Yeah.
Why? So if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, this guy, when he washed his hands, he was not mechavin to be master his hands l'achila. His intention was, I'm washing my hands to be clean, or to go daven, or whatever he wanted to do. So according to the mechaber l'chatchila, you have to be mechavin when you do it. But let's say he wasn't mechavin. Does he have to wash again? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah number 15, the Mishnah Berurah argues. He says, V'amagin Avram kosev lifsol af b'dyevet. This kavanah thing goes so far that b'dyevet, you were mechavin, in like kivna klal, if you were not mechavan at all. But the Mishnah says, well, calm down. Aval hagra, bekofnan chesiv zayin hiskim kasa, even the blay kavana kosher. V'chen udas revi v'shayin. So what are you supposed to do? A guy comes out of the bathroom, washes his hands, kadas kadin, and now there's a roll in front of him. Does he have to go back and wash again? So according to the Magen Avraham, he does. According to everyone else, he doesn't. So what's he supposed to do? So Mishnah Berurah writes, b'dyeved b'vadi yesh l'hakul kishayin l'mayim litol shaynis. If he doesn't have enough water, so then he doesn't have to. Everything is abundance of water. We have sinks today. We have tons of water. What should he do? So the Halacha says we have a big problem over here. Because if he goes and washes again, it might be Baruch Shem Etzricha. He might have been Yoitza, his first washing earlier. And now he's going to go wash again and make a bracha to Baruch Shem Etzricha. What's he supposed to... What? No, he didn't make a bracha the first time. But he was Yoitza the Mitzvah. But if you Yoitza the Mitzvah, you can't go do the Mitzvah again and make another bracha. Now, if this guy was Yetzir Mitzvah with his first washing, how does he go again and wash again with a bracha? So the Be'halacha suggests, let him go touch his shoes. Let him touch a makim etunuf. This way, according to everyone, he has to wash his hands again, and this way he can make a bracha. So this is very relevant. People don't realize when, you know, you washed your hands properly when you came out of the bathroom, or throughout the day you washed your hands carefully twice each hand, and all of a sudden now you see a bagel in front of you, it's not pasha that you're supposed to wash again with a bracha. Yes?
Let's say you have the bagel that's sitting there, and you go to the bathroom.
Okay, good. I like to discuss that next week about that case of the washing in the bathroom. Sure. You go to the bathroom. Yeah, sure. Belinad, I'd like to discuss that more than next week. So this halacha is very relevant. People have to realize if they wash their hands the first time and they didn't have kavana, it's not so partial that you can wash a second time and make a bracha. It might be a shayla of a bracha she'en etzrich. Another shayla comes up. Do you have to stand when you wash your hands? It's very negate to Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, a lot of families have the minug, that they bring the water to the Baal Bas and he washes his hands sitting. And he probably does the Maisa sitting, he doesn't make the Bracha standing. Is that a halachic problem? Why would it? Yeah, but at the end of the day, if we have a halacha that you have to stand when you make Birchas HaMitzvah, l'chayri, you should have to do that for this one also. Oh, yeah, passion is a Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to Rabbanah to wash your hands. So the Bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So if it's a
bracha,
no, by rochza, not rochatz. Later on, I better say this. Some people in their homes, even Shabbos day, they bring the water to them.
We don't get that service.
I don't even get it on Pesach, you know. But in any case, let's say so. Shaila is, do you have to stand for that bracha? So if you look at number 17, there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Tzitzis. And Hilchos Tzitzis, the Magen Avraham says that when you put on your tzitzis and you make the bracha, it has to be done standing. Why? So the Magen Avraham says, because every birchas ha-mitzvah must be done standing. We talked about this like Abi Kiddush Levana. If Kiddush Levana is a birchas ha-mitzvah, you'd have to stand. That's right. The Shaliyah, the Bedavka put on sitting. Yeah, that's interesting. So, but the Magen Avraham has a kash from a Mishnah and Challah. In fact, the Magen Avraham is a Mishnah and Challah that says, for Challah, you make the bracha sitting. Even though today the women all do it standing, but the Mishnah says in Challah, and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is in Hilchas Challah, that you make the bracha in Challah sitting. So asks the Magen Avraham, why is Challah different than Tzitzis? So the Magen Avraham gives a very interesting answer. He says, V'yishloimar, ta'afrashas Challah ain't a mitzvah kol kach. There's no real mitzvah to take off Challah. There's a mitzvah that if you made dough, then you have to go take off challah. You don't have a mitzvah chiyuvus. You're not mechuyuv to go out and wash your hands or go to separate challah. It's just that if you bake dough, now in order to fix that dough, you have to take off challah. So says the Magen Avraham, so any mitzvah that is not a mitzvah chiyuvus, instead of what we call a mitzvah kiyumis, you're not mechuyev to do standing. So the Achrayim say, oh, based on this Magen Avraham, I don't have to stand from the Tilas Adayim. That's why Leish Basuka maybe. Oh, we'll get to Leish Basuka in a second. So there is more complicated, because there is always an issue of, when you're mighty someone else, there's always a sitting issue. So those things where you're mighty someone else, there's a different issue why you have to sit. Kiddush, Avdol, and those things. But according to this Magen Avraham, there are those who make the argument that you can tell me that a Tilas Adayim is like Challah, and therefore you wouldn't have to sit. Now, you wouldn't have to stand. Now, if you look at number 18, where Moshe Shtermach says he thinks the whole kasha of the Magen Avraham is not a kasha. Because you know why you sit when you take off challah? Because when you make challah, you also sit. The whole thing is done by yeshiva. When the whole ma'isa mitzvah is done by yeshiva, then the bracha doesn't have to be done by amida. So he says, kivan she'achila miyushuv, the ma'isa achila is done sitting, gam hanatila came. So too, the washing can be done sitting also. So the Satmar Rebbe never stood up. They used to bring him, the Rebbe, they bring him the water for sure. So the Satmar Rebbe would never stand up for the bracha on the Tzitzis Adayim. Why? Because he held, either like the Magen Avraham, or he held, the pshat is that since the whole bracha is on the Achila, and the Achila is sitting, there's no reason for me to stand. However, if Moshe Shtermach writes, in the Siddur Arizal, he held no. He held that the Netilu bracha hakol me'umet. The Arizal held everything has to be done standing. The Munkatzer Rebbe, he was also makpid to do standing. So you'll find different things in different chassidus. But it's totally in the lumdus. Do we have the right to say that this is a regular berachas hamitzvah, or maybe this is a different type of a berachas hamitzvah?
Hamotzi,
you have to do standing now, for sure. That's no question, right? Especially the eating should also be done. Again, that's a different type, because that's not so much a berachas hamitzvah, that'd be more a berachas hanenin. That's not a berachas hamitzvah. There's an interesting shaila also on Paiskim, which again I think is negated to the lumdus. Let's say Rachman al Tzlan and Oinin. We know that Allah is an Oinin doesn't keep mitzvahs. Does an Oinin wash their hand prior to eating bread? And an Oinin doesn't keep any mitzvahs. They don't make brachas, they don't keep mitzvahs. So does an Oinin have to wash their hands? So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Hilchas Aninas and Yeredeya, has a lengthy, somewhat of a discussion about it. He quotes the Chamude Daniel, who says, near the Oinin, he's allowed without a bracha. Chayiv bin etilas yadayim be b'mayim mishayim be'im b'achrein. He has to do mayim mishayim and mayim achreinim. Shaila is why? Why is this any different than any other derabbanan? Why is this? That would be true for mayim achreinim, but not for mayim mishayim. Why does he have to do mayim mishayim? He's part of all the derabbanans. Why does he have to keep this derabbanan? Then he says, "Shuv v'isa b'sefer berki yosef shekasted b'shita le'dayin chayiv b'tilas yadayim." Berki yosef says it's partially chayiv. Why? Then etilas yadayim having mishum gzeira. Because this is not just a drabon of do something. This was a drabon that we made exerah that we don't want you eating your hands without this. It's like any other drabon, right? No, we don't say. Let's say, for example, let's say you hold chol of stam is really us. Let's say you hold it's us. So you're telling me, oh no, he's allowed to eat chol of stam because he doesn't have to keep the drabonans. No, that's not the case. He has to keep all the loisa says. Would an oinin eat truma? You mean? So he's saying, as that, you shouldn't have to do it, because in this specific case. The question is, do we get that specific with the case and say, well, if the kain was in my situation, and the shadows of the kain even had aninus, how, I don't know, it's a good question. Do we break it down that, you know, that doctor's dick and say, well, in this exact situation? So he tainas, the Bikki Yosef says he's mechuyev. Why? Because this is not like a positive derabon. This is like a loisase type of a derabon. Well, if he's to have the exerah derabonin, ain't suffic de chayv bakulu, lavin midiraisa. He's mechuyev in all lavin. The Rabbanan, or Einin Chayiv. So, according to the Beikir Yosef, it almost sounds like he should even make the brach, maybe. However, the Hevid Maria Parandri in this topic, Bezeh, and the conclusion is, he an Einin washes his hands without a brach. Halach l'maisa, we talk a pasuk in this way, Mishnah Berurah pasuk like this, that an Einin, Rachman al-Slan, who is awaiting kfura for a relative, he does have to wash, or she does have to wash their hand prior to eating bread, and they have to do Mayim Echorinim also, but they don't make any brachas, which is a very interesting scenario. You're going to wash your hands, not make a bracha, then eat the bread without a bracha. But you have to wash your hands. That's the way we pass. There's a whole discussion about this, and there's a Shari Tzion in Hilcha Sukkah, where he wants a taina, a different chilek. He wants a taina that an oinin is only exempt for those only thing that's something that's like passive. That's an example, an oinin on a tainus. Why don't we say it doesn't have to fast? Because tanaisim only do rabbanon. The answer is because a tainus doesn't involve any work. Why is an oinin putter? Because he's too busy to keep mitzvahs. There's nothing to do here. Go about your day and just don't eat. So same thing. So netilas sadayim is something that's active. You have to go out and wash your hands. So you have to go out and wash your hands. So that's something that we should potter him. So that's the discussion the Shari Tzion has in Hilchos Sukkah, the Gabi Sukkah. Is Sukkah like being active or Sukkah like being passive? In any case, Allah Almighty said we paskin, and Oinin does not recite this bracha, but he does wash his hands, interestingly enough. Now, just some other interesting sources about netilas sadayim. If you look at number 20, they bring down over here from the Maariv Chiyus, who says, why were Chazal so machpin on the Tzias Yadayim? Listen to this. Shechemiru Chazal kol kach b'Tzias Yadayim ki oiso ha'ish yemach shemoy, because Yashka, this time of the year, we got to bring him in. If we can't talk about him before, we'll talk about him on the side note. Bintel tchilas mitzvah Tzias Yadayim. One of the first takanas that Yashka wanted to do away with was the Tzias Yadayim. So that's why Chazal went exactly the opposite. To make it such a big deal that we go so far in the Tzias Yadayim is lahaitzi miliban shal Yashka. That's why we're so machpin on the Tzias Yadayim. That's an interesting pshat he brings down over here. That's how it's called Nitlanach. Very good. That'd be a good shot. Yeah. So if it's interesting, if you look over in the Kafachayim writes between the Shlach Kodesh, that Tzarech Adam Liyaz Baki Ma'oid Behilchas Tzios Adayim. Every person has to be a Baki in Hilchas Tzios Adayim. It's not an easy thing to do. It's some complicated halachas, but that's how far Chazal took it. Now it's interesting, they write that there's a Chiyut Mechana's children in Tzios Adayim. Now this is different than Negavas. Negavas is a discussion amongst the Paiskim, how young the kids have to wash their hands. Little babies, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. So they say, well, it's rachra, you don't want the rachra on his hands, so you wash his hands. My wife makes me nuts every morning to wash my son's hand, he's 2 years old. I said, why am I washing his hands for? He doesn't know what he's doing. There's no chinuch, he doesn't know what's going on. Maybe there's rachra on his hands, you don't want him touching the food. Maybe. What about for bread? Do you have to wash little children's hands for bread? So they bring down an interesting idea from one of the sons of the Divrei Chaim. The sons of Rebbe had many children. They bring down from one of his sons, he had a funny gedder of what age? Number 22, he writes, so the age when they start learning Gemara. So it might depend what yeshiva he goes to. But if he goes to most yeshivas, they start in 5th grade. So until 5th grade, the kids don't have to wash their hands for bread. I saw B'Shem Yabal Yashiv, he gave a different gedder. Yabal Yashiv says, whenever the kids are old enough to wash their hands. What's the whole purpose? He's going to wash his hands, keep his hands clean. But if the kid's going to stick his hand somewhere 2 minutes later, there's really no purpose. I would tend to believe under the age of 6 or 7, most kids are not so careful where they put their hands. Their hands are generally filthy by the end of the day. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, there might not be a chiyuv to be mechanic the children and washing their hands because they don't even know what it means to keep their hands clean. The big shaila about netilas yadayim is when do you make the bracha? Okay, what happens? You wash, but when do you make the bracha? So we have a principle based on the Gemara Pesachim that every mitzvah we do is oivel asiyasa. So in theory, what you should do is you should make the bracha before you wash your hands. The mitzvah is the washing of your hands, so we should make the bracha before you wash the hands. Why don't we do that? So if you look at number 23, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mevarech kaidem netila. You do. Shulchan Aruch says you do. You make the bracha before you wash your hands. Shekal ha-mitzvah is mevarech aleim oivel asiyasan. Shulchan Aruch says, that's the principle. Every bracha we make, the bracha is recited before you do the mitzvah. V'nagu, but the minag is shloi levarach adach ha-netila. Shulchan Aruch says, 1 sec, but that's not the minag. Why? Because so many times our hands are dirty. So therefore we don't want to make a bracha when our hands are dirty. So we wash once, remove the dirt, and then we make the bracha, and then we wash again. This way it's oivel asiyasa. They already clean from the first round of water. Before you pour the second round. We don't do that either, right? We don't do that. What do? Says the Ramah. I have a better option, says the Ramah. Why don't you just make the bracha before you dry them? Why? Because the Ramah holds that the nigov, the drying process, is a chelik of the mitzvah of washing it. So as long as you make the bracha before you completed the full mitzvah, you're still in the realm of Ayil Asiyasin. So the Ramah writes, we make the bracha before we dry our hands. What happens if you already your hands are dry? So the Ramah writes, let's say you forgot and now your hands are completely dry. So mevarach achakach, you can still make the bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha, has an interesting discussion over here. The Be'alacha says, why don't we all make the bracha before, as long as our hands are clean? If let's say I know my hands are clean, and I know I washed, I kept good guard of my hands. I know my hands are clean. Would I be allowed, or maybe I should, make the bracha before I wash my hands? Because I want to be in the Kaim of Elasiyasin. The only reason why I don't do this all the time is because maybe my hands are dirty. But if I know my hands are clean, so the best way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah would it be Oivel Asiyasa? So the Be'er Halacha writes that even though the Torah disagrees and says not, this is what the Be'er Halacha writes in number 25. Very interesting Be'er Halacha. He writes, V'alkei mistavir hadinim abeis Yosef. De'in limchayt b'yad misha yirtz levarach kaid manatila. You should not stop someone who wants to recite the brach before he washes his hands. Im yadu ashiyadim the kids. If he knows his hands are clean. So next time you go to someone's house and you're a guest, and everyone's getting around the sink to wash their hands, so you make the bracha before you wash the hands, everyone's going to look at you, what are you doing? You're making the bracha? The Be'er Halacha says that's what you're supposed to do. He doesn't say he's supposed to. He says he thinks that's the right thing to do, it would definitely not be moicha, if you know your hands are clean. So if you know your hands are clean, so then the Shulchan Aruch says you should taka make the bracha before. The Torah argues. What?
It answers your earlier question. You're coming out of the bathroom, you wash your hands.
That's right, right.
Now it's clean, so now you don't have a problem making the
bracha. That's right. Then you should, then Badafka, you should do Rav Lassiasa, yeah. According to that, you should do Rav Lassiasa.
But you don't have a problem making the bracha either. Before we said we had a problem.
No, because it's still going to be a suffix on the bracha, because maybe you shouldn't have made the bracha.
The first time it was cleaning hands, you came out of the bathroom.
Yeah, but if you hold like those Rishonim, which is the majority of opinions, that washing counted, so I can't make another bracha if
that
I
would. Here he's saying you wash your hands first, then you make a bracha, then you wash again.
Right.
The
no, because over there you only washed once. Here you did a full washing. You became the whole mitzvah already. If you became the whole mitzvah, you can't make another bracha. If I fulfill the mitzvah already once, I can't make another bracha. So mitzvah to be choishish for those who shine, we tell you not to make another bracha.
I'm concerned that this mitzvah. I mean, I know in general you shouldn't have dirty hands.
Right. But I'm saying, yeah, because here there was what to be worried about. Even though, again, the Shulchan Aruch told us that this takana was done in a case where we don't assume your hands are dirty. So Chazal knew your hands might not be dirty. And still they said, I want to make sure your hands are clean. It's a very funny thing how this works over here. Now this opens up a big shaila that people are very laxed on. Right? People a lot of times will schmooze while they're washing their hands. The whole line that waiting to wash your hands. So you'll wash your hands once, and you'll schmooze in between, and then you'll schmooze, and then you dry your hands. So that's a big problem. Why? Because if you're assuming that there's a problem of being mafsik between a bracha and the mitzvah, so there's a problem being mafsik between the mitzvah and the bracha. So if you assume that the mitzvah is the washing, so you are not allowed to talk from the moment you start washing your hands until you finish and complete it with drying. So if you look over here on the next page, we'll skip around due to time. If you look at number 28, there's a tzlach. The tzlach writes in one of his drushes, he writes that I find afilu amongst loimdim, even amongst those knowledgeable people, they don't know this halacha. What do? They're not nizer to talk between the teal and the bracha, but what are they machmir on? They will chas v'shalom not talk from after they dry their hands until they eat hamotzi. Tainu the tzlach, it's mamash, they missed the boat. Why? Because there's a machoikish mishayinim, two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. Is there even an issur to talk from the moment you finished Netilas Adayim to the moment you rewash? They're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to wash and clean your hands, and then there's a mitzvah to eat bread. They're not connected. Obviously, you only wash if eating bread. So, what is the issue of hefsek? Everyone sits around the Shabbos table going, no, all this whole drasha, right? Now, what people don't realize is, let's say, for example, you're going to decide that after you washed, you're going to sit at the table, you're going to wait for someone to come. And until the husband comes or the father comes, you're going to read a newspaper. I think that's worse than talking. Why? Because when you're reading a newspaper, you may see echdas. You don't know what your hands are doing. Your hands can scratch yourself, your hands can touch yourself. Your hands are busy. The whole idea of this is to keep your hands. That's why you're not supposed to talk. It's not because we don't want you talking. It's because we want to make sure that you keep a track of your hands. So what do people do? After they wash and dry their hands, chas v'shalom, well, that they won't do. They won't talk. But instead, while they're washing their hands, they're schmoozing with people. Or worse, after they finished washing, before they dry, or before they make the bracha, they're also schmoozing. That's worse. That's wrong. That's a real problem. The other shaila comes
like the Ramah, that until you dry your hands.
Right, so but that's the last. But you're in the middle of doing the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to talk in the middle of doing the mitzvah. Yeah, Rav Moshe Shtemach writes in a tshuva that you're not even allowed to talk after you pour on one hand. A lot of people do that. They'll pour on one hand, then they'll stop, take a break, schmooze about it, and then they'll finish. Rav Moshe Shtemach says that's also. You're really not supposed to talk from the moment you start the washing until you finish it. Even if you do it
double.
Yeah, he discusses it. Let's say if you do double, you don't do double. Still, he says it's better not to. What's interesting is in a lot of homes, people don't know this. It's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, if let's say, for example, you washed already and you dried your hands and you're waiting for the husband, the father to make a mitzvah, and he makes a bracha on the Tisa Daim. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch passed, he's supposed to answer Amen. He's supposed to answer Amen to his bracha. Because even though you're not supposed to schmooze idle chatter, but Amen, you're supposed to answer. But what about the other scenario? Let's say you washed your hands, You didn't dry your hands yet, and you hear the guy ahead of you making out his dime. Do you answer amen to his bracha? So if Abba Shaul writes, you do answer amen. Even though it's between the netilah and the drying, you are allowed to answer amen to his bracha. That's the way he passes. But this, people don't realize, they lose sight on this, is that they forget that between the netilah and the bracha, you're also not allowed to be mafsik. So we have to be careful. Maybe this is even included in mezalz and netilah sedayim, not to be mafsik between when we start washing until when we make the bracha and conclude with the drying. You also have to be careful that you make the bracha, then dry. Because if you dry, then make the bracha, according to some place, it's too late. Rama says it's okay. So you have to make sure that right after you wash, make the bracha, and then you dry your hands. This way you're going in the right order.
So
that's a big shout. In which case?
You're sitting at the table already.
Yeah.
So if you do
do not make another bracha. Right. Definitely do not make another bracha. You go to people's homes all the time, they're pasking, go make another bracha.
You could
wash again. I don't think you have to. I think you could. But definitely you shouldn't make another bracha. That's mamash bracha shalotzer. Mr. Shem, next week's share, I want to talk about the halachic status of using plastic cups for washing your hands, both for netilas sedayim and for kiddush. And we're going to talk about, for those people that are on diets and they're eating very minimal amounts of bread, do they even have to wash their hands in the first place? For those people that are counting calories and they're eating very, very small amounts of bread, we're going to have to see, do they even wash their hands? And if they do they even make a bracha? That itself is a very, very big shaila with regard to the Netilas Sedayim.